Yate Fulham drew one hand along his ferocious red mustache. You see a menace there, do you? Don't you? Scarcely. This with indulgence. The Emperor? Great space. Hardin felt annoyed. What is this? Every once in a while, someone mentions Emperor or Empire as if it were a magic word. The Emperor is 50,000 parsecs away, and I doubt whether he gives a damn about us. And if he does, what can he do? What there was of the Imperial Navy in these regions is in the hands of the Four Kingdoms now, and Anacreon has its share. Listen, we have to fight with guns, not with words. Now get this. We've had 2 months' grace so far, mainly because we've given Anacreon the idea that we've got atomic weapons. Well, we all know that that's a little white lie. We've got atomic power, but only for commercial uses, and darn little at that. They're going to find that out soon, and if you think they're going to enjoy being jollied along, you're mistaken. My dear sir, hold on. I'm not finished. Hardin was warming up. He liked this. It's all very well to drag chancellors into this, but it would be much nicer to drag a few great big siege guns fitted for beautiful atomic bombs into it. We've lost 2 months, gentlemen, and we may not have another 2 months to lose. What do you propose to do? Said London Crast, his long nose wrinkling angrily. If you're proposing the militarization of the Foundation, I won't hear a word of it. It would mark our open entrance into the field of politics. We, Mr. Mayor, are a scientific foundation and nothing else. Added Soot. He does not realize, moreover, that building armaments would mean withdrawing men, valuable men, from the encyclopedia. That cannot be done, come what may. Very true, agreed Perrin. The encyclopedia first, always. Hardin groaned in spirit. The board seemed to suffer violently from encyclopedia on the brain. He said icily, "Has it ever occurred to this board that it is barely possible that Terminus may have interests other than the encyclopedia?"